I changed the title of my presentation from what you see when I wrote the abstract to what you see now. When I wrote the abstract, I was optimistic. When I wrote the presentation, I was realistic. And the reason for that will become evident. We undertook this study because Homunculus contortus, or the barber pole worm, is a very serious parasite affecting sheep and goat producers. One of the problems they have is the number of approved commercial anthelmintics available to sheep and goat producers are limited, as well as, in many cases, a philosophy that says we don't want to use chemicals on our animals. So we need to find other ways to manage parasite burdens, especially the barber pole worm. And one of the ways we can do that, potentially, is through grazing forages containing condensed tannins. And they have been shown in a number of studies around the world to be effective. So our objectives were to determine if we could graze these in Missouri and have them be effective. There was an interesting study I read out in West Virginia that said, hey, we're grazing chicory, and guys in Pennsylvania are grazing chicory, and they get good results, and we don't. And they kind of came through it and worked through it and said it's a soil issue. So we thought, will it work in Missouri, or will we have soil-related issues or some other issues? We wanted to find out if the sheep and goats would actually consume these forages, because they may have some off flavor that affects palatability. Furthermore, since we typically will run on tall fescue pastures, we wanted to know, could we put weight gains on these animals in the summertime by using the condensed tannins, taking them off to fescue pasture, and what do we get? And then we wanted to learn how to manage the chicory and chicory blends for optimal animal and pasture performance. So this was sort of a preliminary study that I'm going to talk about. Here are our methods. We had 24 Dorset Cross weathered or male lambs and 36 Boar Cross kids, of which 28 were males and 8 were females. We weighed the animals and sorted the animals across the treatments by their body weights at the start of the study. And they were either pastured on tall fescue or a condensed tannin containing pasture for 4 weeks. Every 2 weeks, we took their body weights, we drew blood to determine packed cell volume, took fecal samples to look at fecal egg counts, and performed a FAMACHA evaluation on these animals. Now, FAMACHA, just so if you don't know, it's a trademarked, a scientist came up with this, he trademarked it, and it's a card that producers can use where they look at the eyelid and look for the color of the eyelid. They match the color to the card, and they have an index there that indicates how severely infected the animal is with internal parasites, because in barber pole worm, it's a blood-sucking parasite, so the animals typically will develop anemia. So it gives us an indication of what the status is, and it helps producers so they know that they can treat a specific animal if they become too infected without having to treat the entire flock or herd, and thus possibly contributing to parasite resistance in the animals. And at the end, we took 4 animals from each of the species, and we humanely harvested those to gather information so we can look at their carcass qualities as well as what the adult worm burden was in their abomasums. We started off with a chicory and a chicory clover mix. We got it planted late because our study went in, we got approved in January, we went in for a spring planting, and it kept raining. And we were going into permanent pasture, and we just couldn't get it dried out, so we got in late. Initially, we couldn't find approved herbicides, so we went in and without using herbicide, and we had a perfect storm year for ragweed, common ragweed. And then we also had a little problem with coccidiosis in our goats, so we had to treat them. And as things would happen, when we put the study in, the rain stopped. What we noticed was the forage mix in our condensed tannin pastures, the ecology of that changed about every 2 weeks. And we were able to track that, but towards the end, we didn't have much condensed tannin. We had a lot of crabgrass, as well as foxtails. So our original plan was to graze for 6 to 8 weeks. We ended up grazing for 4 weeks because we ran out of pasture, sufficient quantity of pasture in the condensed tannin plots. And then we used the folks at the University of Missouri, their meat lab, to harvest our animals. And based on scheduling, we had to pull the animals off. We didn't have the forage material there, so we pulled the animals off about 10 days and backgrounded everybody on fescue, and then they went to be harvested. As you can see here, there is some chicory growing among the grasses. If you can reduce the competition, it will work in mixtures, but the ragweed just had a canopy and maintained that canopy. And I'll tell you, we went in and mechanically reduced the ragweed with a brush hog several times prior to the start of the study to give the chicory and the clover an opportunity to come on. The chicory came on a bit, the clover just could not become established. This gives you an indication of how we did our paddocks. We used electrified net fencing. We used solar fence chargers. We were really concerned because we had a couple dogs, that livestock guardian dogs, and we thought, okay, we're good. These guys are going to keep our animals safe until the neighbor complained, and then they had to go away. So this area is a wooded area prone to coyotes and other potential animals, wild dogs. We lost no animals due to predators, so I'm very well sold on the fact that the net fencing, electrified, and keep the power to it 24/7 and at high is very effective against smaller predators. So this is a picture of our condensed tannin pasture. There's some grass and chicory underneath that, and the sheep got out there and the goats got out there and they grazed it pretty good. But you could tell where they wanted to eat first. And so I went out and observed them on a periodic basis, and it looked like the goats took to the ragweed a lot quicker than the sheep did. But after a week or so, the sheep were chowing down on the ragweed as well. And if you look at the literature on ragweed, you won't find anything that says, does ragweed have condensed tannins? But you'll see that ragweed is a pretty good protein source, and that's what we're going to find out. We haven't analyzed for proteins yet, but we're going to get into that. So our new research question was, does common ragweed contain condensed tannins? Well, before I show you that and answer that question, we wanted to look at the temperature real briefly. We had about a 2-degree change in our average daily temperature from the first 2-week period to the second 2-week period. And you can see the changes in precipitation. What you don't see here is when they happen. So that 1.68 inches of rain occurred pretty much around the 23rd of July. And that 3/4 of an inch was closer to that 18 August period. So we had about 2.5 or 3 weeks where we did not have much measurable precipitation on the plots. And that may be a factor in what we saw. Here's the condensed tannin contents of this pasture material. First, I'd like to draw your attention to the blue line, which is the chicory. We sampled the chicory separately. We sampled the ragweed separately. We didn't have enough clover developed to really go in and get a meaningful feedback off of that. But you see, we started off at a little over 4% in our chicory in terms of condensed tannin content, and then it declined almost a half in the first 2 weeks and sort of stabilized there. We had decent condensed tannin content in the ragweed, but it also showed a decline over time. And then when we took a, from the entire plot, a composite sample, which included some of the foxtail grasses, a little bit of fescue, and whatever was in the area of the sample, you see, we actually had a fairly low condensed tannin content for the overall pasture. But I'd like to draw your attention to the black line. Outside of our electrified fence, we had some chicory growing along the fence line. So I sampled that on every 2 weeks because I was curious, what's it gonna do? As you can see, that chicory, that little bit more mature and ungrazed chicory, maintained its condensed tannin content throughout the study. So what did I learn from this? I believe what I learned is I have to manage my chicory component or condensed tannin component to have some relative maturity aspects to it, so rotational graze through this so that I have some controls over the content of the condensed tannins. I learned I shouldn't be concerned about ragweed, especially if I can get it when it's not too mature and it has some good leafy development on it. That seemed to have pretty good condensed tannins. And if you can get your chicory and clovers or whatever else established and have a little bit of ragweed in there, it's not going to be a big factor because it's probably not going to last over the 2 or 3 years that the clover and the chicory should stay in the pasture. We looked at average daily gain and gain for our animals. And this is for the entire study, the 4 weeks. There was no difference in the goats, but you see a pretty good size difference there, the sheep that were on the condensed tannin pasture versus the sheep that were on fescue. When we broke it out by trial periods, you can see we had a really great gains the first 2 week period. So we really started to lose our quality of forage and probably some of the quantity of forage in that second 2 weeks, and the gain just wasn't quite as good. You see a little bit of better gain on goats on the condensed tannins, but that was not significant. But that initial period of gain on the lambs was very significant. So when you look at that, we averaged almost, for all the animals that were on that treatment, almost a pound a day of gain on condensed tannin forages for that 2 week period. And again, the goats, neither of them were significant over the second 2 weeks. We also looked at parasite burdens. The pack cell volume is when we look at the blood. The sheep were higher, but there was a little problem there. They started off higher, and I think that may have influenced the overall results. As you can see, we have some variability in our pack cell volumes. Fecal egg counts. The condensed tannins actually lowered the fecal egg counts, and that was what we expected, so we saw that, so we're pleased with that. FAMACHA scores, we didn't see anything there, no differences. And the issue was, I think it's really too subjective to use, and if you have differences in lighting, your subjectivity is affected by what the light conditions are when you look at the animal's eyelids. In carcass quality, back fat thickness tended to be greater in the lambs pastured on that CT forage, which is a good thing based on the weights we had. And they also graded better based on the USDA grading standards. So they had a higher proportion of those lambs grading choice. And here's what we had as far as composition of the carcass weight. We saw higher carcass weights on the sheep on the CT pastures. So now quickly, what did we learn? We know that ragweed has condensed tannins. We know we need to maintain the condensed tannin content of chicory at a higher level. Fall sowing might facilitate us getting in earlier, and definitely need to have weed control if we go in after permanent sod. We need to look at FAMACHA and how we use that. It appears that our sheep were more responsive, And therefore, we may say that the goats, because they have a higher passage rate, may need a higher content of condensed tannins from the start. So we may, to see effectiveness in the goats, we may have to maintain that condensed tannin content of the forage at a higher level. And we were encouraged by the suppression of the fecal egg counts. We're going to determine these things here in the next couple of months. We're praying for rain because we planted the chicory and we've had about 3 weeks without significant rain, so they haven't germinated. We're going to increase the number of repetitions on the ground this year so we can have a better study. And sometimes you need to have your trusty sheepdog out there to check your back out. So.
Quick questions before we take a break.
They were sent off to a lab, and it was an ISO standard that was used.
What?
They used an ISO procedure.
What's the variety of degrees?
We got it out from the White Tail Institute, so it was Winna chicory.
All right, let's thank our speaker.